There are a number of aspects to accessing and using the traditional financial system. 1. The system is not open. People who want to access it have to identify themselves and bring proof of their identity so that institutions can enter them in appropriate registers and check their financial history. Most services are granted to those of legal age for the region in which they reside, while services for minors are generally granted upon identification of those with parental responsibility. Mental interdiction cases also provide for a guardian, who is granted to administer the capital of the protected person. The traditional system as a whole is limiting, and has additional barriers to who can access it and who cannot. As of today, we are talking about 40% of the world's population who cannot have a bank account because they have no official identity, or lack documentation, or are not accepted by society, or because the cost of maintaining an account would not be justified by any balances held or movements made. 2. Traditional financial institutions generally use private technologies, where both software source code and transaction logs are selectively searchable. This means that only developers and IT departments can access from the backend and intervene on both the program and the information contained in the database. Only those operating directly on the individual systems, and possibly entities authorized by regulators, can access this information.